With the upcoming federal election, many issues are top of mind for voters, with the major one being the environment. An independent review of Australia's key environment laws was conducted by Professor Graham Samuel in 2020 and listed 38 recommendations to fix the environmental laws. The Wire's Georgie Bolles asked Professor in Sustainability and Urban Planning from RMIT Sarah Beckesy which recommendation has the government implemented so far.
Graham Samuel's review was that we really need a holistic kind of reset for our Threatened Species Act and the way that it's, you know, implemented and regulated. And unfortunately, one of the recommendations was that they could think about how the Act is enforced and whether the states could play a bigger role in that. And so the only thing that the federal government has implemented from this review is actually devolving powers to the states, which, you know, in some respects is an abdication of their responsibility to their own acts, and is definitely cherry-picking, certainly not tackling the major differences and major problems with the way that the Act is regulated and enforced.
The Morrison government released in the budget earlier this year they are planning on reducing climate change funding from $2 billion to $1.3 billion by 2025. What are the environmental implications if the coalition remains in government?
Well, look, the science is pretty clear that if everyone in the world followed the same intentions as the coalition government, we'd be seeing a temperature rise between 3 to 4 degrees. And that doesn't sound like much, but it's essentially, you know, the end of the world as we know it. You know, it's catastrophic for our natural systems. It will be really, it'll make a lot of places uninhabitable. It'll obviously lead to sea level rises. The reef will be functionally extinct. It's not a future that any of us want.
Labor has promised to provide a full government response to the Samuel Review. Will this be enough to protect Australia's biodiversity and threatened species?
We actually know exactly what's required to save any further extinctions from happening. And really, in summary, it's clear less and invest more. And one of Graham Samuel's review points, recommendations, was that we need to have an independent watchdog to make sure that the intent of the Act is actually followed and upheld. So that will go some way to addressing that issue. And then the other thing is invest more. We need to solve some really big problems like feral cats and foxes that continue to threaten a lot of our small marsupials and mammals. And we've actually estimated, we've predicted and quantified exactly how much it would cost if we wanted to avoid any further extinctions. It's about $1.7 billion per year, which may sound like a lot, but, you know, we spend $21 billion per year on our pets. So, you know, it's a small fraction of that, and it would stop further extinctions of our native, you know, incredible native plants and animals.
Australia has experienced major natural disasters in recent years, with bushfires at the end of 2019 and the recent floods in Queensland and northern New South Wales. Why is there not a larger emphasis on taking action on the root cause of climate change from either ALP or LNP?
Climate change is repeatedly rated as a top concern. I think there was a survey out a couple of days ago that showed that 90% of Australians are worried about climate change. There's very rarely consensus on issues in Australia, and that to me is, you know, a pretty widespread consensus. I feel like they're worried about the transition that's going to be required to move to a emissions-free kind of future, which is really what's required. But, you know, it's already happening, isn't it? Look around you. There are solar panels on everyone's roofs, you know, and industry is even without kind of the incentives from government, is moving towards, you know, carbon neutral future. So it is definitely the way of the future. The whole world is moving that direction. It is absolutely gobsmacking and why we don't have a major party stepping up to say that we need action on this and showing some leadership. I get the feeling it could be a really popular move if someone was prepared to do it. I mean, certainly the Greens have stood up and actually made some pretty solid commitments, the kind of commitments that we need to hold climate change at 1.5 degrees, which is still going to be not nice, but at least it won't lead to, you know, the catastrophic demise of our ecosystem.
Yeah, as you're saying, the Greens have committed $24.4 billion to environmental restoration over the next decade. Is this enough to protect Australia's biodiversity and threatened species?
It's definitely aligned with what the experts are saying we need in terms of investment. And as I said, it sounds like a lot of money, but actually, you know, we spend $21 billion per year on our pets, which is per year. The Greens commitment is over a decade. So, you know, it's quite a small sum of money, really, when you think of it, what it would achieve in terms of saving our critically endangered species, our koalas, our reef, our gangang cockatoos, our, you know, amazing bogong moths, all these things that Australians care about, but we're just seeing such pitiful investment and attention given to them by recent governments.
That was Professor in Sustainability and Urban Planning from RMIT, Sarah Beckesy. Ending the report from The Wires, Georgie Ballas.